joining us in studio is Chris Zeke Hand with the Montreal Arts Scene. How are you this morning, Chris?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Excellent.
It's the sort of thing, yeah, talking about the change over in the year and the holiday season. As I'm telling all my friends, I'm boycotting Christmas.
So you're back.
As a consequence of that, I don't want to talk about any sort of holiday stuff and so on.
Let me just ask you something about Christmas.
Yes.
Jesus Christ's birthday is why we celebrate Christmas on December 25th.
If you say so.
He was the guy who said that placing materialism, placing our importance in material objects is wrong. So we celebrate his birthday with a holiday where we go out and buy things. Is that why you're boycotting Christmas, or do you have your own reasons?
First of all, it's the sort of thing, you're celebrating Christmas, I don't celebrate Christmas. And second of all, however you want and so on. To me, it's just something that I just don't enjoy, and at which point...
Any reason?
It's the same way I know...
Got no reasons.
My sweetie doesn't like Brussels sprouts. I don't like Christmas.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So today you're going to be talking about art in banks?
It's sort of like the shorthand term. It's basically because of that. It's the sort of thing I realized, yeah, with this cold weather and stuff like that, forcing everybody indoors, Montreal has this wonderful underground network. And then it was the sort of thing of realizing, then if you like sort of actually stop and look at stuff and so on, it's like in Place Ville-Marie, there's this humongous, wonderful, absolutely amazing branch of the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC as they're now known. And then suddenly I looked up and saw, oh my God, there's some wicked cool art that they have there. And I had never noticed it before because I'm normally above ground and sort of keeping as much of my body and face in the sunshine as possible. But this past week and so, it's been rather gray, dark, and extremely cold, so which is why I got forced indoors. When then making the best of a bad situation, you realize, hey, there's the Royal Bank, which has this amazing art and stuff like that, and they do a very nice sponsorship every year of what is called the RBC Canadian Art Painting Competition, where they toss up, I think it's something like $25,000 to what they call the best painter in Canada that year. And so then I suddenly started riffing off and realizing, oh yeah, there's the Banque Nationale as well, and then there's the Caisse de dépôt et placement, and suddenly realizing that besides the weather and being cold, being forced underground, everybody was also talking about the stock market crisis and stuff like that, and that whole nonsense, and suddenly realized, oh yeah, the banks, money, art, and everything comes together nicely. And so, yeah, it was, in the note to you, it was saying arts, banks, and art, but it really was the sort of combination of the cold and the stock market and realizing there is art everywhere. And it is the sort of thing where if you follow the money, you invariably find the art, and if you follow the lots of money, you sometimes find the really, really good art, such as you do find at the Banque Nationale, at the Caisse de dépôt et placement, at the Royal Bank, I liked one of their pieces amazingly well, but the thing that was best about it, Neil, let me get into what I actually saw there.
Ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you measure the value of art by its monetary value?
No.
Excellent.
Do you?
Excellent. No, but that's just that's what you sounded like when you're saying if you follow the money, you find the art.
Yeah, no, and it's the sort of thing where because... It's,
so do you find that our culture does?
No, and that's not at all what I want to talk about right now, but it is the sort of thing where if you have money, you invariably then say, where can I spend it? And it's the sort of thing where if you don't have money, your choices are limited. When you have money, your choices become much wider and... then you end up dealing with art. And if you'd like to have a discussion of the art market, the art world, I'd love to do that, but this is not the time nor the place for that. And so, yes, at the Royal Bank, there was the one amazing thing that I really, really got a big kick out of was this piece by Christian Chiappini, because it's in part of my the walks that I make very frequently. There's this wonderful new addition underground in between the Hotel Intercontinental and the Caisse de dépôt et placement in Old Montreal, and it's underground, and it looks like one of these scenes out of like science fiction, and it's like out of, I don't know, space 1999 or something. White tiles and blue glowing things, and it's all sort of like sleek, and there may be only three people there, and it's got a nice little tag that says it's made by Christian Chiappini, and his name name is spelled K-I-O-P-I-N-I. And I was thought, wow, it's like obviously done for one of this 1% for art things, where it's if the government gives the developer money so as to build the building, then the builder has to designate 1% of the budget to putting art in. And this is one of the more spectacular uses of it. And I always thought, because the name was spelt, ends in a vowel and has an eni in it, the guy was maybe Italian or something like that, because it didn't give any details other than it was made by Christian Capini. And what the name is, which now sadly escapes me, but it is a wonderful thing. And if you're ever down there and it's cold and it's gray, you definitely got to walk from the Hotel Intercontinental or the World Trade Center into the Casa de Puy Plasmon, because you definitely feel like you can be, what's his name, Martin, whatever it is, in Space 1999. But anyhow, back to the Royal Bank of Canada at the Place Ville-Marie, because they have a piece of Christian Capini, which actually has on the tag where he is from. And believe it or not, he's a good old Quebecois guy. He's from Sorel. He was born in 1949, and the piece that they have at the Royal Bank is nothing at all like this whole design card or something. It's a piece that's called Eclipse Espace / Temps, which is one of those artsy-fartsy names that sort of means nothing, and it's basically roughly a square rectangular thing that must be at least 30 feet high and, I don't know, 15, 20 feet across, that then has this round, which the fancy-ass art term is called tondo, which is a round circular type of object, which is then sort of placed on top of it, and the two of them are painted various sort of shades of red. And it's sort of interesting. To me, it's not a great piece of art, but I just was so excited to find out there's something else about this guy, Christian Capini, because the stuff that he does down in Old Montreal, to me, is absolutely phenomenal. But then, while I was at the RBC and getting all this excited and juiced up and getting all sort of happy and stuff like that, they also have pieces by Yvon Lamarich, Yehuda Shaki, and Daniel April. And at which point, I've heard of Yehuda Shaki, and he's got one of the problems with sort of bank art is that it tends to be sort of like, non-offensive, like hotel art. And it's this sort of thing where nobody's really going to get sort of their gums in an uproar about it, but at the same time, it's not really making any sort of serious statements about anything. And so with Yehuda Shaki's piece, it's really obvious to tell, because it's called The Four Seasons. And what could be more original than making a painting that talks about fall, summer, winter, and spring? That's the other one. And then the other thing that I quite noticed about the RBC stuff is that it ties in very well with the paintings that are at Place Ville-Marie itself, because in the way that Place Ville-Marie is made, in their main lobby of one Place Ville-Marie, they have sort of four corners that go around the elevator shaft, the thing that, that's I think what it's called. And it's wild because they have two pieces of art in each corner, and each of them is either a diptych, a triptych, or a polytiptych, which means that it has more than three pieces, because the diptych is two pieces that are combined together to make one piece of art. And yet, Yehuda Shaki's is obviously, because it's the Four Seasons, a polytiptych, which is not that easy to say this early in the morning. However, it was then those nice combinings of everything sort of working together, being non-offensive, with then the sort of insight into the Christian Capini, which then led me to realize that, yes, going back to his place, there is, to me, the absolute best collection of underground art here in Montreal is at the Casa de Puy Plasmon. And by underground, I don't mean that it is unknown or anti-establishment or alternative or anything like that. I mean that it is literally underground and you can, like, stay nice and warm on days like this. And yet, the Casa de Puy Plasmon, which is now on, I think it's 1000 Place Jean-Paul Riopelle, and they ripped out that wonderful fountain of his that had been made specifically for the Olympics, placed into the Olympic Stadium, and then they decided, now that it's busted, let's bring it down to where the money is, because they can afford it and stuff like that. Let's slap it there. Let's fix it up. I'm keep insisting they could have fixed it up over at the Olympic Stadium. It's enough of a tourist draw there, but no, they decided, let's bring it into the Casa de Puy Plasmon. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to argue with them sufficiently, but they have a phenomenal collection of art. And there, it's, if you walk through, first of all, the building itself is spectacular if you don't know it, and it's basically in between what would be Bleury to McGill, Vigée, and Saint-Jacques, I think it is, or Saint-Antoine, Saint-Jacques. And yet they have a Rita Letendre, they have a Riopelle, they have a Betty Goodwin, they have these wicked cool relief sort of metal things by this guy, André Genet. I don't know anything about him, but it's basically because, again, this is sort of like corporate art. They have these basically square things that are about the size of like a record cover, 12 by 12, maybe 15 by 15. And because it's old, relatively old, it's I think from 1969, and it's relatively old, but it's corporate art and stuff like that. These are reliefs of basically guys working in Quebec, and so you have the guys cutting down the trees, and you have the guys who are like ice fishing, and you have the guys who are like making the aluminum, you have the guys doing, and it's really, really nice. They have a bad Geneviève Cadieux, they have a, which one, really nice tiny Jerome Fortin, and then they have this wonderful sort of like reflection pool meditation space and so on by Irene Whitholm called Yama. And then also, because sometimes they don't get it right, they have a, excuse me, badly hung piece by Roberto Pellegrini, who is, whatchamacallit, does some very, very nice stuff, but this one is like half obscured by the escalators. And yeah, then, which leads me to continue on this underground tour of over to the Banque Nationale, which is on 600 Le Gauchetière, and it is the sort of thing, it's one of those two sort of aluminum towers, and it shows you the difference between Bell, which is the other tower, and the Banque Nationale, which is the first tower, because Banque Nationale obviously need to be the good guys, because they're the ones with the art. And there, it's they actually rotate, like everything else that I've mentioned today, is the sort of thing where it's sort of pretty much there permanently. And so you go there anytime, and you're guaranteed to see it. With the Banque Nationale, they rotate their collection. And some of the stuff is absolutely phenomenal. Then there's other stuff that is, I don't know, make you want to stick your finger down your throat or something like that. but yeah, the one that caught my eye today, and they always have it, it's called Recent Editions, which then gives hope, eternal hope, to artists everywhere in Montreal, because if they have recent acquisitions, that means that they're actually still buying art. And if they're still buying art, then there is always hope. But the one that I adored, yeah, this time when I visited, is they have this piece by Michael Merrill. And Michael Merrill is this local artist who, for the longest time, was making rent by actually installing other people's shows, whether it was the Sadie Bronfman Center, whether it was Concordia, whether it was down at the Visual Arts Center in Westmount. And he was just hustling, doing this, doing that, and he's making amazing paintings. And what he does is basically make paintings of paintings, which is sort of like he goes into, takes, does paintings of galleries, does paintings of art storage spaces, and he has one here that's called Banque Nationale. And basically, it's a picture of what you're looking at. And so, and it's one of the, to me, always sort of classic cliches. If you are a painter and you're doing your best to sort of make ends meet and do rent, one of the easiest ways, if you are a figurative painter and have a way with a brush so that you can actually make, unlike me, where I start drawing something that looks nothing like what I'm, what is out there, but it is the sort of thing where if you can make it look like what it is supposed to be, you go out and you make a painting of a restaurant. Then you go ask the restaurant, hey, you guys want to buy this? Or you go out and make a painting of the bakery, and you ask the bakery, yo, you guys want to buy this? Or you do it for, I get commissioned portraits. And I love this idea that, yeah, he did the Banque Nationale, and the Banque Nationale bought it. They also have another absolutely superlative thing by this guy, Militin Gubash, who, despite his name, I think is actually from Calgary, but now lives here in Montreal, because if I remember correctly, I met him at the Musée d'Art Contemporain a couple of years ago. But he has one thing that is sort of there, because it's basically, it's called Mom, and it's, I would imagine, a picture of his mom. And while if it was my mom, it would mean something to me, it's Militin's mom, and so that sort of emotional connection, contact really is not there. But if you flip over to the other side where you basically turn around within the room you are at the Banque Nationale, he's got this thing called Birds, which is basically three large, which I would say 4x4, maybe 3x3 light boxes, which are basically like slides, but they're things of people with their lips puckered, and you then hear the sound in the background going, and you have one which is a person facing left, another which is a person facing right, and you have another of a person facing to you. They're all in the bushes, and it's basically, it's called Birds, and it's they're making bird calls, trying to attract the birdie, and it's a picture of them, and then because there's the sound working on it, it's breathtaking, wonderful. And it is, yeah, the one thing that is sort of amazing about all of this is because it's underground and it's attached to the metro and stuff like that, you get thousands of people streaming by them every day, every day, every day. And every time I stop to look at stuff like this, I'm amazed that maybe a couple of them, but nobody really stops to take a close look. And it's the sort of thing where if you're down there, or you should go down there in order to see this stuff. And at which point, if you do go down there, pay some attention. As I said, the Banque Nationale is at 6000 La Gauchetière West, which is in between Beaver Hall Hill, which is also known as Almer, and University. On La Gauchetière, there is the Caisse de dépôt et placement, which is 1000 Jean-Paul Riopel Square, which is pretty much across the street from the Palais du Congrès and is at the corner of Blurry and Vigée, pretty much. And then there's Place Ville-Marie, which you just at any time at night look up, look for that searchlight, and you can find it. And they all have some pretty kick-ass stuff that's around there that nobody seems to pay attention to enough. So you got that? You like that? You going to go, Tarek?
Where are the birds?
The birds are at the Banque Nationale.
Okay.